Looks like we are now joined by Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. The Spartans are 14-1 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten, and currently the top-ranked team in both the AP and USA Today coaches' polls. Michigan State will host Illinois on Thursday before traveling to Penn State on Sunday. Coach Izzo, good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you. We had a little disappointing start, not because we got beat at Iowa, but because we didn't play, I thought, as well, and I thought we bounced back and played better against Minnesota, and I thought Minnesota, who struggled a little bit, played pretty well against us. So we're 1-1. I think there's been a couple surprises in the league already, but there's some teams playing real well. Iowa's one of them, Maryland. I still think Purdue is. So we're still hanging in there, hopefully getting our star back within the next week. Not sure on the timetable yet. But he is making some improvements in Denzel Valentine. And other than that, we're getting ready for Illinois on Thursday.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
And our first question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. In terms of when you approach games without a player like Denzel, does the strategy, philosophy, approach change drastically, or do you have to have guys just do their roles and just play them better?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure I've ever had a player quite like Denzel. I've had some good players and great rebounders and great point guards and great scorers, but I really, Draymond was close but didn't have the ball half as much as Denzel, and what I'm learning is, you know, everybody's got to step up and next man up and all that coaches, you know, rigmarole. But the truth of it is we're missing a guy that was our best scorer, best assist man, our best rebounder, and our second best defender, and our most experienced guy and our best leader. So those are a lot of things that are reasons why I think we don't look as good. When role players have to step up, it's a good thing, and we're getting more out of our inside game. That's been helping. Aaron Harris is kind of getting better at being more of a main player. But, we're still missing a lot, and that's not all going to come back together in a couple of games that we played. So we're learning how to play without him. Hopefully that won't be too much longer.
And just to follow up in terms of when a guy like that goes out, do you go back to more of a basic, try to get the ball inside, or do you have to have, you know, with guys like Brandon and people like that?
Harris, yeah. You know, you can't try to do things you're not good at. Now, our inside game has improved this summer when we were in Italy. I think we're getting more out of it. Deontay Davis brings another dimension to that for us. So that's going to be something I think we're going to get better at. But we still got to get our fast break going. And, you know, the problem we've had is I think Bryn and Aaron haven't run as well. And Denzel was so good at getting a rebound and coming out with it that that sped up your break too. So, we're not complaining that, you know, everybody's got injuries. But I will say this. I haven't had a player in my 21 years that I think has meant as much to the team. You know, we played without Payne, Dawson, and Appling in a couple of games, all of them out together, and it seems like more of a loss just losing Denzel just because of the multidimensional things that he's done for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Chad Listokow with Des Moines Register.
Hi, good morning, Coach.
How are you?
I wanted to ask about Big Ten scheduling. A team like Iowa, you're going to face twice here by January 14th. I just wondered if you had any opinion on that and if had any thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I don't think you'll like it, especially when we got an injury, but there's so many factors. The Big Ten does a great job with their schedule. It's everybody's going to have complaints and depending on what goes on. But there's so many factors they're trying to look at, you know, not too many away games in a row, not different times, weekend, weekday games, and there's other activities. I mean, scheduling has got to be a zoo. I was kid Mark and probably complain used to a lot more than I do now, because I think I have a better grasp on how difficult it is. I don't think any coach likes to play teams close together. You know, the old conventional way is you play the team first game of the year, and then you play them the first game of the second half. And that's changed so much now. But we played back-to-back once. I think we played Northwestern once and then played them the next week again. That, you know, I guess it's easier for prep, but that's hard on a team. But this, we get a week or two in between, and I'm sure nobody loves it. But when you think of all the factors they got, it's kind of a necessary evil.
Sure, and I just wanted to follow up specifically on Iowa, the team that you played at, just beat Purdue. Do you feel like that, I don't know, that validated them in a way, and do you see them as a Big Ten contender?
Well, I do see them as a Big Ten contender. I saw them at that before we played them. I told Franny after the game, you know, I just think his team, unfortunately, I think Clemens from our place has given him some more toughness in that team, and I love the way he's coaching them. I think they're a very good team. You know, Gesell really went off against us. You do a good job on Udoff, and then Gesell gets you, do a good job on him, then Jock gets you. You know, they've got more than, you know, a few players now, and I think he does a heck of a job coaching them, but I thought he's done that since he's got there. So do I think they're a contender? Well, you beat Michigan State, you beat Purdue. Those were two contenders, so I think that makes you an automatic contender whether he likes it or not. But it's a long season yet. He knows it. We know it. And maintaining a level of high performance is what's hard for all of us to do. But Franny's done a great job over the years, and I think this is his best team.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Dodderman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Tom, I'm sorry to continue the line of questions here about Iowa, but Jared...
Hey, they deserve it. They deserve it.
Jared Udoff has come to play this year as far as his shot-blocking ability. He can do it inside, outside, and I know his length is an asset, but what makes him so effective in being able to do it in both on the perimeter and in the post?
Well, I think that's... You just hit one thing. He's in the post more, offensively and defensively. I think that's been a plus. You know, I think he was a lot more of just a three-point shooter and a perimeter guy, and now he posts up a little bit more on offense, and maybe he's guarding people down there a little better on defense. You know, I think like we all do, the maturation process has made him a little more physical and just a better mentally prepared to do those things. And, you know, Franny's always been a good coach, but I do think defensively they're better than they've been over the last couple of years, in my humble opinion.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.